Okay, Rav Chof Amad Beis. We are up to Rav Chist Amar, the first wide line. The first wide line of Chist Amar, Hiru Lav Kidibur Domi. Okay, here is not Kidibur Domi. We're going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a Balkari is Maharer Beliboy. A Balkari should be Maharer Beliboy the Kriya Shema. So the question is Monafshach. If here is kedibur, you might as well say the words. If here is lav kedibur, so what's the purpose of saying the words? There's no purpose whatsoever, because what are you accomplishing? So the Gemara gave the first answer, yes, that was the answer of Ravina. Ravina's answer was that here BMS is kedibur dami, but it's not proper to be moitzi b'svasov, keda ashkechon b'sinai. Alamayki here kedibur dami yoytze b'tzvasav kede ashkan b'sinai. Just like we find in Sinai, I'm getting confused. Let's start the Gemara again. I'm a little confused. Let's start. I'm Ravina. Zoy Samaris here kedibur dami. We learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Balkari is mahar b'liboy. So what is he going to accomplish by mahar b'liboy? The fact that here is good here kedibur dami. The East lav kedibur dami lama mahar. What are you accomplishing? The Gemara says back Elamai here kedibur dami yoytze b'svasav. So you might as well be moitze b'svasav. So the Gemara's answer was kede ashkechon b'sinai. By Sinai, they were maharer. They were listening. They were listening. Let's see the Rashi. I'm a little confused. I'm sorry. The answer is kede ashkechon b'sinai keshef rishon ma'isha. By Sinai, there was a hakpada that they should not be a baal keri. Rashi, the siv al tikshu al isha, the al prisha zo samach ezra lasakin til lobali karen, kudim shiaska betara, the siv yadat movnechel of the samach la yemash amat of nesham of the bechareth, kadashchon lakaman bepirkin, and we find by matan Torah, by matan Torah there was a hakpod, they should not be makabel the Torah in the state of being a baal kari. And Taisus now, Tais says, Kadash Tadif, we learn there the halach of the baal kari is also to learn Torah, Taisus, perish. Afalgav the dibur maskel kid ashkan perish. Afalgav the chadibur dami. Even though it's true that here is kedibur leinyan sheyetsi mikol mokum lav kedibur dami leinyan sheyehe balkeri also laharer kid ashkan mesinai tohoyu sham dibur tohoyu tzrichim litval. Even though they were listening, is shemeyakai. So dear. I'm a little confused, I'm sorry. Perish afalgav the chedibur dami, even though the hearer is kedibur, le'inyin sheyetze, so here is kedibur, mikol mokom lav kedibur dami le'inyin sheyehe bal keri osor laharer. It's not on the same level. Kedashchon b'sinai, deho yesham dibur, vayu tzrichim litvol, the afal pi shahayu shayskin, even though they were listening, shemeya koine. I lost the pshat in the Gemara. We did this yesterday, but I'm so give me half a second. Look in the parish where it says over here what the Gemara's answer is. Give me half a second here. Kida ashkechon b'sinai. I'm reading here what it says in the parish. Kemoishem otzinim b'mayim har Sinai sheizim lefreshim isha kedei shlo yitmei b'tumas keri kishyaska b'divrei Torah v'al priyish zu somach ezra kishtikim kizrashi v'legozer el ala dibur v'loy ala hiru. Okay, af al piyishir kedibur l'chein mutu l'bal keri l'hara b'kri hashma v'yayitzi l'chavas. So I guess the answer is that by Hamad and Torah, it was only Dibur Mamish. Okay, that's the answer. Okay, that's the answer. Okay. The answer is that by Matan Torah there was only Dibur Mamish. The entire Makar for Baal Keri being also to learn Torah comes from Matan Torah, because Moshe Rabbeinu told them to be Parish Me'isha for 3 days. So you see that there was a Hakpad that the Baal Keri cannot be Makabal Torah, and Kabbalah Satorah was given B'dibur only. It was only B'dibur. Why? Hashem spoke, and Klal Yisrael listened. Shemeya Ko'ine. So when Klal Yisrael listened, it was as if they were speaking. And that was the Hakpada by Matan Torah, that they have to go to mikvah, they have to be purged from their wives for 3 days, so there should not be a Baal Keri. That was the Hakpada, because the giving of the Torah was given Bidibur only. The Mashmois is, but let's say there will be Torah, not Bidibur, only Behirur, it's okay. That's not nichlal in the prohibition, the makor, the ikum makor of matan Torah. Oh, but you'll ask me then if it's sehiru, it's not kedibur, it's not the same thing, so then you're not mekayim the mitzvah. No. This man, the Ravina, holds that a hero is kedibur. We mekayim the mitzvah. If you think the words in your mind, you're mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. You're mekayim birchas hamozen. You're mekayim kriyashna. If you hold it's midaraisa, you mekayim it. Oh, but if you mekayim it in a Torah, how can you mekayim it but the person is a Baal Keri? The Torah says the prohibition of being a Baal Keri is only the way we find by Matan Torah Mamish. And the way we find by Matan Torah Mamish was Dibur. So Dibur is Osir, but Hirur is Mutter. Even though Hirur is equivalent, is enough of a Kiyam to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So that's the Gemara's first answer. Now we come to the second answer. Rav Chista Omar, Rav Chista says, Hirur Lav Kedibur Dami. No. BMS here is not Kedibur. So in other words, BMS when you read the Kriya Shema and you recite Birchas Hamozen, you lo yotza. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. Rav Chista does not hold of this idea of Kedah Ashkechon b'Sinai, even though Taka by Har Sinai. Even though by Har Sinai there was dibur, doesn't make a difference. There was dibur, but being that here is kedibur, just like dibur is osur if one is a Baal Keri, here is also osur if one is a Baal Keri. So if that's the case, if you're not allowed to, you know, that is only if here is kedibur. But if Chista holds here lav kedibur. Now, if here is Lav Kedibur Dami, you're not doing anything. You're not Yoytze the mitzvah of Kriyashma. You're not Yoytze the mitzvah of Birchas Hamozen when you are Mahara, because you're not accomplishing anything. Here is Lav Kedibur Dami. So what are you accomplishing? The Isal Gadait, according to Rav Chista, here Kedibur Dami, you Mekayim the mitzvah, Yoytze B'Svasav. So you might as well be Moise B'Svasav. So the Gemara now goes back and says, that's the case. My here Lav Kedibur Dami, Loma Mahara. So what are you accomplishing? If you're telling me that here is Kedibur Dami, and if it's also to speak, it's also to be maharer, and the only reason why you're allowed to be maharer is because here is Lav Kedibur, you're not accomplishing anything, so you're not doing anything wrong, so why bother being maharer? According to Rav Chista, you're not Yoytze Kriyashma, you're not Yoytze Birchas Hamozain, so why should a person go through the effort of being maharer, Kriyashma, Birchas Hamozain, if it's not going to be Yoytze? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kedei Shalom, you accomplish absolutely nothing. It's just that a person should never be idle. It's not proper. Everyone should be oisik and saying kriyashma. Everyone by the table is saying brichas alazim, and this person is doing nothing. So even though what should you do? You should be maharer. Your hero is not a kiyum of the mitzvah of kriyashma. It's not a kiyum of the mitzvah of brichas alazim. But it's better than sitting around and doing nothing.
So the brichas alazim wouldn't consider a bracha l'tala?
Yes, you're not allowed to. According to this opinion of the Mishnah, the Mishnah, Rav Meir holds that a Baal Keri is also to be mekayim the mitzvah of Birchas Hamozen. We learn from Har Sinai Hashem said Al Tikshu Elisha, a Baal Keri cannot be mekayim the mitzvah, is not allowed to be moitzi the Shem Shemaim when he is in the matzav like this, according to Rav Meir. And therefore, Rav Chizkiah's understanding of Rav Meir is there's no way in the world for him to mekayim the mitzvah. The only thing he should go to the Beit Mikvah. Pasha, if you want to mekayim the mitzvah of Birchas Hamozen, you want to mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, so go to the mikvah. And if there is no mikvah, then there's no way you can mekayim the mitzvah. Now the Gemara Sakash, since over here, yeah?
What is the answer to the question about the mitzvah?
Yeah.
So how's Ravina ask the question? But Ravina, how are you going to work it?
Ravina, you are Yoytze.
No, I'm sitting in...
You're being Mahara. You're not being Yoshev Batal. Everyone, according to everyone, you're being Mahara. You're not being Yoshev Batal according to anyone. Everyone here says that what should you do? Everyone is saying Kriyashma. You should think Kriyashma. When you think Kriyashma, you're not Yoshev Batal. You're doing something. Only question is, why do it? Are you accomplishing anything when you do this? According to Ravina, yes. When you are Mahara, you're Mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of Kriyashma. You're Mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of Bechas Hamazon. So the question then is, if you're Mekayim the mitzvah deraisa, so you might as well be Moitzi Bepiv. You might as well say it. So the answer is no. To say you're not allowed, be Maharar you're allowed. But you're Mekayim the mitzvah man of Shach, no matter how you do it. Here is Kedibur Dami, but it's only, Balkari, it's only also Keda Ashkechon B'Sinai, not Maharar. According to Rav Chista holds that if you're not Moitzi B'Peh, you accomplish nothing. So why then go through the effort? Go through the effort because you should not be Yoshev a bottle. So now the Gemara's Kash, if you don't want to be Yoshev a bottle, so why do you Bedavka have to learn, say Kriyashma, and say Birchas Hamazon? Go learn a Daf Gemara. That's the only issue. So who Yoshua the Vinigroi is Perik Achrin? Why not learn another Perik? Vinigroi is Perik Achrin. The Gemara Rav Adav Barahava Bedava Shat Tzibur Oisikin Bo. You should be Oisikin. Do something what the Tzibur is doing. Whatever the Tzibur is doing, that's what you should do as well. The Gemara Sakasha of Harei Tefila. In other words, don't if the Tzibur is doing Oisikin Birchas Hamazon and Kriyashma, so you should be Maharer in the same thing that they're doing. Al Tifresh and not Tzibur. You should not be learning the Daf Gemara when the Tzibur is doing something else. Vaharei Tefillah, and the more that's the case, so why is this only true? And since being Maharer, you're not doing anything wrong, so why then, according to Rav Chista, did Chazal Borbdei Matriach you only to be Maharer during Kriyashma Birchas Hamazon, because that's what the Tzibur is doing? If the Tzibur is davening, you also should be Maharer in Tefillah according to Rav Chista. Bishlam, according to Ravina, Ravina holds that Yimakayim the Mitzvah Deraisa, so then we understand why when it comes to Kriyashma Birchas Hamazon, Yimaharer, because these are mitzvahs deraisa, so we want you to be mekayim the mitzvah. When it comes to mitzvah midrabanan, we don't need you to be mekayim the mitzvah. But according to the opinion of Rav Chista, you're anyway not mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. And the only reason why you're doing this is in order that you should not be yoshev batal. So what then is the chiluk between kriyashma and birchas hamazon and other brachas and tefillah? You should also not be yoshev batal. You should also be oisek ba'oisek inyan shat sibra sukim ba when it comes to tefillah and the brachas. We learned the Mishnah. A person was in the middle of davening, and then remembers these about carry. Lo yafsek, he should not stop in the middle. Eli yikatzer. So don't stop the bracha right in the middle. But be mekatzer. And what makes a diak? Time and reason. The only reason why he should be mekatzer is because he remembered it's in the middle of the bracha, and he realizes that he's about carry. Hal lo yask. But let's say a person did not yet start the bracha. Lo yaschil. You should not start. And here there's no mention that he should be Maharer. Why not? According to Rav Chista, his understanding of Rav Meir, why is he not Maharer by Tefillah the same way he requires you Maharer by Kriyashman Birchas Hamazon? So the Gemara says, no, the reason why you're not Makbet to be Maharer by Tefillah Shani, Tefillah less be Malchus Shamayim. It's not so Choshev. You don't have Malchus, and so therefore it's not so terrible if you're Yeshiv Batal and you're not Maharer. Oh, but Birchas Hamazon, what about Birchas Hamazon after the bracha you make for eating afterwards, Birchas Hamazon? The less for Malchus Shemayim with the mission of the Muslim of Erech Lacharav, the Ein of Erech Lufanov. That Birchas Hamazon, you're Maharer, only you are Maharer. You're telling me the only reason why you should be, according to Rav Chista, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Deraisa, and the reason why you're Maharer is in order not to be Yoshev Batal. But that's why, so why not? Why should you not be Yoshev Batal? Because Kriyashma is Malchus Shemayim. But if that's the case, but Birchas Hamazon does not have Malchus Shemayim, you should not be required to be Maharer and Birchas Hamazon. Yet it says you are required to be Maharer and Birchas Hamazon. So the Gemara gives the final answer. Ela Kriyashma Birchas Hamazon de Oiraisa Utfilo de Rabbanon. The answer, Maskan, according to Rav Chista, the reason why you should be Maharer in order that you should not be Yoshev Batal is because these two things are de Oiraisa. Anytime that Tzibur is doing something which is a mitzvah de Raisa, the Yochid should not be Pirish Minat Tzibur. Even though the Yochid does not have the ability to be Mekayim de Mitzvah at all, because he's only being Maharer, and according to Rav Chista's understanding in Rav Meir, here Lav Kedibur, but there's a new inyan of Shelo Yehat Tzibo Iskin Ba V'Hu Yeshev Batal, and you should be Oisek in the same manner that Tzibur is Oisek Ba. We only say that when the Tzibur is doing a mitzvah de d'oraisa. But if the tzibur is doing only a mitzvah d'rabbanon, like the bracha is lefonecha, or tefillah, which is only mid-rabbanon, according to this Gemara, then there's no requirement for the yachid to be oisek in the same thing that tzibur is being oisek in, because the yachid does not have the ability to be mekayim his obligation. You can't be mekayim your obligation, and you're not, so there's no purpose in doing it. And the only reason why you would tell me to do it is because you should not be payish in the tzibur. We only say that when the tzibur is doing a mitzvah de'oraisa. So that's the mahalach according to Rav Chisda in Rabbi. But that's the review. Let's review the Sakha whole Gemara. We have here the Mishnah. We have here Rav Meir. Rav Meir in the Mishnah says that a person, when it's a balkeri, when it comes to mitzvahs deraisa, kriyashma, and birchas hamazon, the yachid should be maharer, but he should not be mitzvah b'fif. And when it comes to the brachos, which only midrabanan, zero, do nothing. So what's the pshan in Rav Meir? So the maskana, we have two mahalchim. We have Ravina and Rav Chisda. Ravina holds that hearer kedibur dami, yimekayim the mitzvah min haTorah. So therefore, you should be maharer kriyashem maharer birchas hamazon because you mekayim the mitzvah. So the question: once you mekayim the mitzvah, so lechayra, you might as well go all the way be mitzvah b'fiv. Tremendous chiddush. The only issur for balkari is to be mitzvah b'fiv keda ashkachon b'sinai, because Sinai was given b'dibur and Klal Yisrael listened, and when they listened, shemei ka'iner. So the issur of balkari is only b'dibur, not b'hir. And since b'hiru you can mekayim the mitzvah, so go for it. Do the mitzvah. Do the mitzvah. According to Rav Chisda, it's not the pshat. You accomplish absolutely nothing. He does not mechalik between hir and dibur. It's all or nothing. If hir works, dibur, he holds that hirer is not a kiyum. Hirer, I mean maharer, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. The only way you can mekayim the mitzvah is b'dibur. Dibur, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to because the person is a bal keri. So you can't. You can't be mitzvah b'peh, and be maharer, you accomplish nothing. So why then does it say in the Mishnah the person should be maharer when it comes to kriyashma and birchas hamazon? Because these are mitzvahs d'oraisa, and it's not proper for the yachad to be parish min hatzibur. And don't just be yoshev bottle, and don't go learn a daf gemara. You should be oisik in the same thing that tzibur is oisik in, even though you're not in the kind of the mitzvah d'oraisa. But when it comes to mitzvah d'rabbanan, and then Chazal will not say machmir to require you to do these mitzvahs. In the next Gemara, Shnemas in the pasuk v'achalta v'savata uveirachta es Hashem lokecha. So poshim min haTorah is the mitzvah you may bring with the bench. Minayin is the biggest skula. You know they say a lot of shiurim. I want a tishah b'av. I heard a great, like, what's a good topic to talk about a tishah b'av? So you think go to tishah b'av, you know, kinnis. So you talk about sinas chinam, the Beis Hamikdash galus. So Rav, his whole topic was birchas hamazon. Because you can't eat, now you appreciate birchas hamazon. That's why, and there's no greater school. The people that know the very machbe comes to an esrog. They'll spend the whole day picking up the esrog to look. And you're dealing over here with prat, like, you know, things that are not ma'akiv. Birchas hamazon is a mitzvah de'araisa. You should say birchas hamazon with all the chumras. It's the biggest school of parnasa and bracha. Next, I'm going to read the Menachem. And this does not mean before you get an aliyah on Shabbos or during the weekday. That everyone agrees only midrabbanan. We're talking about birchas haTorah in the morning. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzvonu la'asoy b'divresara v'harevna and asher bochar banu birchas haTorah. Haynu it's minaTorah shenemar ki shem Hashem ekra havu goydel l'kei. We'll see Rashi. It's a hard shot with what the Gemara means. This referring to the Shira. Moshe Rabbeinu sang Shira. Oz Yosher Moshe v'nei Yisrael Shira Zos. The Shira is Divrei Torah, and Moshe told them, "Ki Yeshabo Moshe Liftech B'Divrei Shira." Amalohem LiYisrael. I'm reading the Rashi. Ani Avarech Tchila. I will say a bracha. I'm going to say a bracha. In other words, the Gemara is that before Moshe Rabbeinu sang Oz Yosher, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kedoshanu B'Mitzvosa V'Tzivanu La'asoik B'Divrei Torah. And he told everyone to answer Amen. I have a harav or whatever, but Bashabach Abanu, at some point in time, he told me, answer Amen. Kisha Amar Lechem Lishol Ani Avarech Techila V'Atem Anu Acharai Amen. After I finish the bracha, make sure you answer Amen. Kishem Hashem Ekra B'Bracha. When Hashem's name is called out in the bracha, Atem, I command you, Havu Goydel Lelokeinu Be'Amen. I want you to respond. So the Havu Goydel Lelokeinu is the Amen, and Kishem Hashem Ekra is the Baracha, is the beginning, is the Baracha Rishayna before Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to Klal Yisrael. Hachim Mefarshlo B'Mesechta Yoma. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So this is the Makar Kishem Hashem Ekra Avodah Elokeinu, is the Makar that the person must say Birchas Torah before he learns Torah. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Lamanu Birchas Torah B'Lacharecha. Min Birchas, we learn that you make a Birchas Torah Li'Acharecha Min Birchas Hamazon Mikal V'Choymer. So it means you get Aliyah. It means say after you get the Aliyah. What? The only one that's Minat Torah is the Bracha Rishayna.
So the nine is how do you know that there is such a
thing? There is such a thing of Menga Bracha Acharayna. The truth
is
not right, definitely not. It's not the Rice Midi Rabban. Now, I'll tell you the truth is the Levush, this beautiful Levush that says, why do you make two Brachas in the Mos? In the Shana, there's two or three Brachas. We make everyone in two Brachas. We make La Soig Bidivay Sarah and Asher Bochar Banu. Okay, Vaharevna, let's learn now Nusach Svar Devav Viharevna. I remember. Vaharevna is Nusach Svar Ashkenaz. Devav Ashkenaz? I remember. Whatever it is. So it's Levush, they are basically two Brachas. There are two Brachas. What does it say? What? Ashkenaz Viharevna. So that's so Svar Devav. I think Svar, you don't have Devav. Then it's three Brachas. But Levush says the first Bracha you make in the morning is the Bracha Acharoina from yesterday's learning. And the second Bracha Shebochar Banu is the Bracha Rishoina. Okay, so there's something called making a bracha acharoina after you finish learning Torah. Okay, however you want to learn, whether it's drush in the morning, or whether you want to learn, it means that after you get an aliyah. When you get an aliyah, after you finish your portion, you make the bracha asher nosan lo nitaras emes. In ancient times, the minhag was only the one who got the first aliyah made asher bochar banu, and the one that got shvi, he made asher nosan. It was only a bracha rishayna before you begin to lane, and a bracha acharoina when you finish. Learning. But there's something called the bracha achrona. How do you know that you should make a bracha achrona? It's a kal v'choymer from birchas hamazon. What's
how you gonna make the bracha achrona? If you don't, how
do they make bracha achrona? They wouldn't give a lechol. It's for the tzibur. It's the bracha achrona. It's a takana to learn Torah, taught learning, and see this is the portion. And when you finish, it's a bracha achrona. It's a bracha achrona for the tzibur. So we learn that birchas haTorah le'achareha min birchas hamazon from birchas hamazon mikal v'choymer. And furthermore, the more we'll explain in one moment in more detail what this means. Furthermore, birchas hamazon lifonech. How do you know that you make a bracha hamoitzi lechem min haaretz? We learn that from lifonecha min birchas haTorah from birchas haTorah lifonecha from mikal v'chaim. The more explains birchas haTorah liachar. How do they make bracha achrayin of birchas min birchas hamazon mikal v'chaim? Uma mazoin shein ton lifonav ton madach mazoin. Okay, turn it back on. Okay, I think. What?
No.
Turn it back on. What? Is it working? Okay, yeah. Thanks. I think when I press on it, that's what happens. Okay, so the Gemara over here says, how do we know this? We know this from Kal V'Chaymer. Min Birchas Hamazon Man Mazon Shein Ton Lufanecha Madach Mazon Shein Ton Lufanav A Birchas Hamazon. There's no such thing of Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. It's Kal. It's lenient. You don't have to make a bracha. We show them in that Torah. Nowhere in Torah does it say you make a bracha, but yet Ton Li Acharav requires a bracha Acharayna. So Torah, which is Chamor. Shetuuna lifonecha, ki shem Hashem ekra havu goydelokeinu, and adin shetuuna lacharecha. Further, the other way out, birchas hamazon lifonecha, and birchas hamazon mikal v'chaim, from the kal v'chaim in the same way. Uma Torah, this point of view is kal. Why is Torah kal? She'ein tuuna liacharecha, does not have a requirement afterwards, yet tuuna lifonecha has a chumrah that it requires lifonecha. So mazon, which is more chamor, shehu ton liacharecha.
Okay, that's the
more
lifonah.
What is the bracha lifonecha of
birchas hamazon?
Birchas Hamazon means Hamoytzi Lechem Minaretz.
No, you're making on the bread.
Right, that's Birchas Hamazon.
But that's not, if you were going to eat, if you can eat an apple, what bracha are you making on that?
So you're making the bracha
on the lechem, not the bracha on Birchas Hamazon.
Good, but the Birchas Hamazon is put there, is put there everything. So it's still nichlal. Let's talk about eating bread only.
Okay.
So the Gemara says no, it's not a good kal v'chaim because you cannot say one is chum and one is kal. You can't compare Torah. You cannot learn out Torah from Birchas Hamazon, because Birchas Hamazon you nene in olam hazeh. The guf is nene. That's why you are required to make a bracha liachareha. Mamal moshkei nene, and you cannot learn out Birchas Hamazon from Birchas Torah, because mal Torah has a unique characteristic shekein chaye ha'olam, because Torah brings you to chaye olam haba. The otnan further we learned alamozim bracha liachareha. And furthermore, we learned the Alam Mazon Mevarich Liach. We learned in the Mishnah on Birchas Hamazon, you make Mevarich Liach Harav. The Einoy Mevarich Lefanav. So I think I made a mistake when learning Shandig Mor. When we wanted to make a Kal V'Chaim, the Gemara wanted to say that it's Minat Torah. I made a mistake. I told you that only on the Gemara the Kal V'Chaim is only made up. The Gemara at this point, the Harin, the Gemara wanted to say that the Kal V'Chaim to be Mechayiv you to make a Birchas Hamazon is Minat Torah. Because of the Kal V'Chaimer. Kal V'Chaimer is one of the Yogilim Lishon Torah Nedrashos, which is Mechayiv even at Torah. And the Gemara wanted to say that when it comes to Birchas HaTorah Le'acharav, it's been at Torah. So the Gemara says, but it says Beferish in the Mishnah, that the Bracha of Hamaitzi is only Midrabanan. Because it says in the Mishnah, according to Rav Meir, Rav Meir says Yimaharer on only Deraisa. And what's the Deraisa that Yimahar on? Yimahar on Birchas HaMazon Le'acharav. But you're not mahar on the Birchas Hamoitzi. So how can you tell me there's a Kal V'Chaimer to mechayev you Birchas Hamoitzi in the Torah when it says explicitly in the Mishnah that it's only liacharav, not lefonav? So the word says to you, after you write to you, after this Kal V'Chaimer is incorrect. Kal V'Chaimer is not correct. Not mitzad lomdis, not mitzad the logic, and it's incorrect. Also mitzad the. Mitzad the Mishnah. The Mishnah clearly rejects this Kal V'Chaimer. Next.
So does that mean Birchas Hamazon not Midaraisa?
Birchas Hamazon certainly is Minat Torah. V'achalta v'sevata. The Gemara means Birchas Hamazon lefonof. Hamoitzi, the bracha of Hamoitzi lechem min haaretz, which comes before that, the Gemara in the Hav Amin wanted to say is Minat Torah from a Kal V'Chaimer, and the Gemara rejects. The Gemara says no, it's not a good Kal V'Chaimer because you can't compare Torah, which is the Chaya Olam Haba, to Mazon, which is Nene in Olam Hazeh. Amar Yehuda, Safik Kari Kriyashma Safik Lusavik Loi Kora Eina Chayz Vikar. So we had now Rabbi Yehuda, tremendous chiddush, something which is mind-boggling, which we don't pass like. We know the next opinion, Rabbi Eliezer. He holds that Kriyashma is only Midrabanan. To recite Kriyashma is only a chi of Midrabanan, it's not a chi of Minat Torah. It doesn't say in the Torah we have to say Kriyashma. In the male, it's only Midrabanan. So if you have a Safik, Safik Drabanan Lakulo, you're not Mukhiv to say the Kriyashma again at night. I'm a Vida Safik or Kriyashma, Safik Lakar, Eino Chayzev Kare. But Safik, Omar, Emes Yatsev, Safik Loyomar, Chayzev, you have to, because Emes Yatsev, we mentioned, Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Mantiskas, Yom Tzeskam, Yer, Kol Yimechayach, that's a Deraisa. The nail of that, you have a suffix, Safik device of Lukhumra. Safik Lomar, Chayzev, Emes Yatsev, Gemara Yitzakash, Emes Yatsev, my time of. Now my time, why? Because see, Rabbi Yehuda only, don't get confused, we don't pass like this. My time, because he holds Kriyashma Dirabonon and Mesiyatsev Diraisa. The Gemara is, how can Rabbi Yehuda say it's only Dirabonon? We have a pasuk with Shach Luchov Kumecha, which is the man of Shchiv Lukima. Master Rabbi Yosef, who was Shach Luchov Kumecha, Amal Rabbiya, who be the rhetoric. So that's not talking about it. We debar to bomb. Bom is not in Kriyashma. Bom is going on Torah, not in Kriyashma. Tnan, we learned in the Mishnah, how can you say it's only Midrabanan? The Mishnah says, according to our mayor, Bal carry Mahar Beliboy, Vein Mivarech, Loy Lifonech, Loy Liachareho. Now, by the way, this Rabbi Yehuda is not the Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah. This is a different Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah clearly says he holds that Nechlam Yehuda. We're asking a kasha from Yehuda, from Rabbi Meir. But what do you mean in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda comes to disagree? So this is a different Rabbi Yehuda. This is a Rabbi Yehuda, not Moira, it appears. Not a Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Otherwise, Amar here, Amar Yehuda Shmuel. This is not Moira. And the one that made this statement, that the lilof of this Gemara, that birchas, that kriyashma is only midraban melos sofik rabban lekula, is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel v'Amoira. Now the kash is Rabbi Yehuda, we pass in lechoyu like a mayor in the Mishnah. And so Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul the Amor cannot be choylik on Rameh in the Mishnah, which says that Kriyashma is the Oiraisa. And that's why Yimaharer Beliboy. So Tanan, Balkari, Mahar Beliboy, Vedim Ruch, Lufnach, Lulach, Recha. We know the Mishnah, Balkari is Mahar Beliboy. And the Nam of Arich, Loy Lifonecha, Loy Liachareha, Vial Hamozim of Arich, Liachara, Vedim Ruch, Lufon of Isach, and the Chalam is Yas of the Raisa. If you hold, and now we're focusing now on the Raisa, Lavarich, Liachareha. So now the Gemara's question is, let's focus on how can you go, how if you hold it, emes v'yatziv is d'oraisa, before we get to kriyashma. But if you hold emes v'yatziv d'oraisa, so you should be mahar emes v'yatziv. So the Gemara says, here's the Gemara's answer, my taima, mevarech, why should you mevarech? Why should you, here's the Gemara's answering with the question, why? Im yishum yitzias mitzrayim, if because in MS Yat we mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ha'id Kalei B'Kriyashma, so Shemenes Chiddush. When it says that Kriyashma is only Midrabanon, that means it's only Midrabanon if you already said MS, if you'll say only one, not the other. If you'll say MS Yatziv, so in MS Yatziv you got in Yitzias Mitzrayim, so now Kriyashma is only Midrabanon. But if you'll say Kriyashma, and in Kriyashma you mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, you mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kriyashma. Oh, so once you got in Yitzias Mitzrayim, so now Emes V'Yatziv turns into a Midrabanan. Even if Yitzias Mitzrayim, how it can be Kriyashma? You already said in Kriyashma. So the more that's the case, if that's the case, since. So why not just say already MS Yatziv? Because MS Yatziv is a bracha. You have a mile that you're making a bracha, and since that he's saying Yitzias Mitzrayim, so the person is in the matzav of being a balkari, and he can't do everything. The less he does, the better, because he's a balkari. So let him say the bracha of MS Yatziv, because that way he's being mekayim the mitzvah deraisa, so with a bracha, the hearer. And should not say Kriyashma. The Gemara says no. And the person is the Balkari, and he has to be Mimayit. We rather have him being Mimayit and saying Kriyashma and not saying Emes V'Yatziv. Even though he's going to miss out on the Bracha aspect of but in Kriyashma you gain two things. There's Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it's better that he should Mekayim Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim with Yitzias Mitzrayim than only do Yitzias Mitzrayim with the bracha. See, it's not a perfect world. Everything's a trade-off. If you can do MS V'Yatziv, you're going to have the Maila of getting Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you're also going to package Yitzias Mitzrayim in a bracha. But if you do Kriyashma, you're going to lose that on the bracha, but you're going to gain, you're going to have Yitzias Mitzrayim, but you're also going to gain Kabbalah Asol Machlam. So therefore, that's better. The name of Leimach of Leimach Kriyashma Adifa the Isbe Tarte. Fine. Now that's period. That ends the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and we on Shmuel the Amora. It's kedai to know. It's a very interesting idea that he holds that kriyashma is only midrabanan. Unbelievable halach. But now we have Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is an Amora. There's no yud. When there's a yud, it's Rabbi Eliezer. That's the Tana. Rabbi Elazar is an Amora. Some say it was the same. Rabbi Elazar and Pasha. Rabbi Elazar is an Amora. Amar. I disagree. As you see over here, it's put down in Shulchan Aruch. The Aleph on the main mishpat near mitzvah. You see over here on the side halacha sevakar kriyashma. Because Kriyashma is the Oiraisa. Safik his spallow, so the glory spall in the choiz of a spallow because tefillah is only midrabanan. Even if you hold the tefillah in the atayr, that's only once a day. But it's not a chiv to say the mispallow, the nusach atilah, three times a day, that's only midrabanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, he holds that a person should say Kriyashma, should daven as many times as he wants, even if a Safik, you can daven nachamol, ulevai she yispallow l'odom kol Hayoim Kuloi. But a person who misspelled the entire day, no, he holds to be a suffix. So Gesundheit, so Davin again, Nachman, what does it hurt Davin again? But the Gemara now comes in the Natal Pashit. You have to be Machadish by Dover if you want to misspell again. Let's see the Gemara of Amar, Yudu Amar Shmuel, another one of Yudu Amar Shmuel. Hayoim Bitzvil of this Hashem spell if a person was in the middle of Davin. And you remember that you davened. Poisek, stop in the middle. You're not allowed to daven the Tilas Nedova. Even in the middle of the bracha, you have to stop. Stop in the middle, because once you daven, you're not allowed to daven again. Any really, Rav Nachman, Kevin, Bei Rabba, Baravua, Boy, Minon, Honey, Bnei, Bei Rav, these students, these Talmidim in the yeshiva, the Tau, they make mistakes. Umitkrei dechol b'Shabbos, and then by mistake, and they say on Shabbos, Ata choinein li adam das, and they start davening nusach of chol on Shabbos. Mahu sheyigmeru va'amar lon goimrin. On Shabbos, you can finish the bracha. Kol oisa bracha. You finish it. What do you see? So you see, you're not placing the emsat tefila. You have a stira. He first says that on Shabbat that if you're in the middle of, you already davened and you're now davening nochamol, so you should stop in the middle. When it comes to Shabbos, if you're in the middle of a bracha, so you're not mechuyev to say that bracha Shabbat is not in the tefila, you should conclude the bracha. So l'chor, you see that you can be misspelled. You can daven even though you're not mechuyev. The Gemara says, how can you compare the case of davening by mistake on Shabbos to the case of davening twice during the chol? Hachi hashta. Ha'asam gavra baruch yivuhu. Me'ikar hadin, a person should be mispal on Shabbos. Really, that's what you should do. Me'el, if you make a mistake, so it's not so terrible to be mashlam. V'rabban hu de lo yatri chu. The Rabbanan say you don't have to be mashlam mishum kavoid Shabbos. So you can, therefore, but since me'ikar hadin your chayiv, so if you're in the middle of the bracha, Chazal said, no, since me'ikar hadin your chayiv, heimamru v'heimamru, you might as well be mashlam. But during the week, once you've already concluded the bracha, there's no chiv whatsoever. Avol hacha hot salila, you already have daven. So what are you davening nachamol? Let's complete the bracha levat Allah. The mele, you have to stop and don't. You're not allowed, according to this man, the Yamar, Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, you have to stop in the middle of the bracha. Next. The third halacha. Now we come to the third halacha of Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Hespalel, the person already has davened. The nichnas to beis hakneses. We motzei tzibur shem espalim im yochel chadesh ba davar yachzar v'yispalel. So here he says that if you're able, the only time that we learned above that you have to stop in the middle is if you're not going to be mechadesh a new insight into the tefillah. But if you're able to mechadesh ba davar, then yachzar v'yispalel.
He gains.
Oh, so let's see. Let's see. Motzei tzibur shem espalim. Is that what it says? Rashi.
He davened
bechidus,
and then he's coming into
the
field.
Hispalach. Let's see. The Gemara is in the talk. Let's see. Hispalach. The nichlas the basic nesses. Umotzat siba yochel lechadish dovim yachzav hispalach. Mlav in al yachzav hispalach. Utsricha. We need both halachas. The halach over here that you can be mispalach. The first halacha that he said before, that a person, if he's not, that he should stop in the middle. He should be poisek v'afil l'bem tzibach. What do we mean? D'yash v'nin kamayis, only the first halacha, honey milu yochid v'yochid. When do we learn that you should be poisek? That you should be poisek in the middle? That's only when the second tefillah is identical to the first tefillah. You daven b'yachidus, you daven nechmo b'yachidus. All you are, it's tzibur v'tzibur. Avol yochid l'gabe tzibur. But let's say when I daven, first time was b'yachidus. And now I'm davening b'tzibur. So now, since I have a maila of tzibur, that itself is considered a chiddush, and I don't need to be mechadesh boi davar, it should be sufficient to be allowed to continue. Avol tzibur, avol yochel gam tzibur kamad lo tzali dami. Kamash mula, no, that doesn't make a difference, since soif kol sefi davin, poiseg be'emsat filosai, if you're not going to be mechadesh boi davar. The ashwin hocha, the second case, mishum lo yasvul ba. The only reason why is because you did not start. Ha avol hasam. The Ashwa, in this case, second case, where the person comes to the Beis HaKnesses. The reason why you're not allowed to start unless you know that you'll be Mechadesh Badav is because you did not yet start. What's the case? You come to the Beis HaKnesses, you should see this being Mespalel, and you want to be Mespalel again. So he says, don't. Don't do so. Unless the exception, unless you know that you'll be able to mechadesh badavar. But if you're not going to be mechadesh badavar, you're not allowed to start. So why? Because you didn't start yet. Avol hasam. But what was the first halacha? The first halacha was you were already in the middle of davening. You're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you realize, wait a minute, I davened. This sounds familiar. I heard you went through this today, this afternoon. So then you think once you're in the middle of the bracha, you have a right to be goymer. Kamashlon, even the Emsa, if you're not going to Chadesh, you're not allowed to be Goymer. Aval Hasam, the Askel Bo, Emolo, you're not required to stop, you're allowed to continue Trich. That's why we need both of these halachas. The bottom line is, if you're not Mechadesh Bodovar, you have to stop right where you are, and it goes without saying, you're not allowed to start. The only time you can do this is if you will be Mechadesh Bodovar. And if you're not Mechadesh Bodovar, it's also a feel if now you have the Maila that it's going to be Betil Betzibur, it doesn't make a difference, you have to stop in the middle. Next, I'm a Rav Huna. Hanichnas Mishakhneses, I'm a Sibir Shoshalim. Sibir Zvim Mishal. Im Yachal Haskim Ligmar, so you want to, they're davening. And what's the problem? There's going to be Chazor Sashatz. And in Chazor Sashatz, there are two critical moments in Chazor Sashatz. There's Kedusha and Moedim. So the question is, I want to start my Shemona Esrei, I want to start davening, but I realize that when I start my davening, I'm going to miss Kedusha, or I'm going to miss Moedim Derabbanan. So the question is, maybe it's better for me to wait until the shatz begins, they say Chazor Sashatz, and I recite Kedusha together with them, and I recite Moedim Derabbanan together with the Tzibur, and then I'll begin my Shemona Esrei. So here are the two opinions. If you're going, you can start your Shemona Esrei, and you conclude Ad Shelo Yagia Shatz L'Moedim, before the Tzibur reaches Moedim, then Yispalel Gzuntehet, go for it. Oh, but I'm going to miss Kedusha. I'm going to miss Nekadesh Hashimcha Va'olam Kadosh 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 Shemuruch Kavoyed Hashem Yimleich. No big deal. We're going to see in a moment why, because this opinion holds that you can say privately. When you get to the Brach of Atah Kodesh, so you can read the whole Kedusha in the middle of your private Shemona Esrei. There's no need to say Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kivoy, Nimloch, with the Tzibor, since you now know that you're going to miss it. You're not going to be able to say it together with them, so you can say B'chidus. So therefore, that's not an issue. You can start your Shemona Esrei, even though you're going to miss saying it together with them, because you can say B'chidus. V'imlav al yispalo. So Im Yochel Hasim Lugmar Shlo Yigayil Shas Lemoidim Yispal Vimlav Yispal. Rabbi Shmuel Levi Amar No Im Yochel, but Rabbi Shmuel Levi says no. You are required to say the kedusha. You can't do it be a chiddus. You only can do it b'tzibur. The male, if you're not going to do it be a tzibur, you're going to miss out. Rabbi Shmuel Levi Amar Im Yochel Hasim Lugmar Shlo Yigayil Shas Lemoidim Kedusha Yispal Vimlav Al Yispal. Now the Moris says B'may Kom Mith. What's the machlokes between these two opinions? Like we explained, Mar Sovat and the Kamet says the only thing which counts is Moedim. Everyone agrees. Rashi explains. Everyone agrees Moedim. You have to do with the tzibur. Why? Because if you are davening Yishtil Shemona Esrei, and everyone else in the shul gets up, and the shatz gets up to Moedim, and everyone bows Moedim Derabbanan, and you do not bow Moedim Derabbanan, people are watching. They say this guy, he's not Moedim. He's not thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's something fundamentally wrong with him. He's not giving Shevach Vaidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a no-no. So it is, everyone agrees, you're not allowed to be holding the middle of Shemona Esrei when the Tzibur gets to Moedim, because you're not going to bow with them, it's going to look bad. That's a given. The only question is, what about, should you also have to wait to make sure that you say Kedusha with them? That's a different issue. The issue is, can you make it up by doing it privately? So what do they argue? Masav, Yochid Oimer Kedusha, a Yochid can say Kadosh, Kadosh, Baruch Kvod Hashem Yimloch alone in his private Shemona Esrei. And the Melo, you don't have to wait for the Tzibur. Umar Savar Ein Yochid Oimer Kedusha, and that's why you have to wait, make sure you don't miss out, you have to wait first and say it with the Tzibur, and after the Tzibur davens their Shemona Esrei, then you can daven your private Shemona Esrei. V'chein Amar Avad Bar Hava. What? Say it again?
We're not concerned enough to be able to avoid the time of Tzibur.
Everyone agrees we're concerned for that problem. If you come into Shul and the Tzibur, they're ahead of the davening, and you realize that that if you're going to start davening now, you're going to be in the middle, and you're not going to be able to answer Moedim with the Tzibur, so you're not allowed to start. You have to wait until you first answer Moedim with the Tzibur, and then you begin to daven. You begin to daven your private Shmonas. The halacha l'maisa. I'm talking at the end of the Gemara. Halacha l'maisa, it's not so simple. There are many more issues that you have to be dealt with in order to asuk yeshmaitz libhilchasa. But medina the gemara is saying, if you come to Beis HaKnesses and you see the tzibur, they're way ahead of you. If you're going to start, you are going to be in the middle of your private shulshan esher, or in a mokim where you're not allowed to be mafsik. When the tzibur does moedim, you're not allowed to start. You have to just sit and wait until the tzibur gets up to moedim, do moedim together with them, and then you will. Then you daven Yishmon Eshrei. But let's say the issue is only the Kedusha, you're going to miss out Kedusha, but you're not going to miss out Moedim. Because they're ahead where you make a calculation, you'll miss Kedusha, but you'll finish after they do Kedusha, you'll finish your private Shemesh, you'll catch them for Moedim. So Moedim is not an issue, but you're going to lose out on Kedusha. Is that also a reason why you have to stop and wait and do Kedusha with the Tzibur and then start Yishmon Eshrei? The answer is, it depends. Will you lose out on saying Kedusha? So Machlekes, if a Yachid is allowed to say Kedusha in the middle of his private Shemon Esher, according to one opinion, yes, he's allowed to, so he's not losing out. Other opinion says, no, you're not allowed to say Kedusha, you're going to lose out, you have to wait for the Tzibur. That's what further. According to Smadi Amar, V'nikdashti, any matter of Kedusha, besoch B'nei Yisrael. Called of Shavlusha lo yeh pochos me'asor, not less than 10. My Masha, how do you know not less than? The Tony Ravina, Achud, I'll be sanctified. It says by Kairach, he brought me to Eido Hazos, and Hazos. And what is an Eido? Eido is, we learn out from the Meraglim, a third pasuk. Rashi brings in a third. You have to go to a third source of what does it say by the Rashi on the pasuk by the Meraglim? The Meraglim, it says, let me find the Rashi. No, there is no Rashi. What's the pasuk by the? Give me 1 second. What's the pasuk by the Meraglim? I forgot. Ad Mosai Le'edo Haro Hazois Shemoyesha. Yeah, so what was the pasuk? Yatsu Yeshua called it. What was the Ad Mosai Le'edo Haro? Okay, Ad Mosai Le'edo Haro. Okay, that's the pasuk. Ad Mosai Le'edo Haro Hazois. So there were 12. That's the pasuk of the Meraglim. There were 12. Yatsu Yeshua called it. So you have 10. And here it says by Koirach. Now the reason why we need to come out of the pasuk in by Korach is by Korach it says the word mitoich. So you need that word mitoich because we go out of the nigdashti besoich b'nei Yisrael. So we go from the nigdashti besoich to Korach where it says hibalu mitoich ha'eda hazois, and now we go eda the triple gzereshava. Eid of Admosai Lo Eido Horo Hazos, and there it was Meragmi with 12 minus 2, 10. So through this triple Gzereshava, we now know that when it comes to Vinikdashti, there must be 10 people. Malhan Asaf Kanasar. The Kuliyama, everyone agrees, now, the Kuliyama Mias Mifsak Leposit, everyone agrees here that you're not allowed to be mafsik during the Shemoyin Esher. Everyone agrees that during the Shemoyin Esher, under no condition can a person be mafsik. The only question is, can you say it on your own? Can you say Kedusha on your own? But everyone agrees you're not allowed to be mafsik for the Kedusha of the Tzibur. When the Tzibur is saying Kedusha, you are not allowed to be mafsik. If you're in the middle of Atzah Chonin, you can't say Kedusha. You have to continue. Everyone agrees. You're not allowed to. The only question is, can the person say Kedusha on his own in the brach of Atah Kodosh? But everyone agrees that in the middle of the other brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to be mafsik to answer Kedusha for the Tzibur. And everyone agrees that you're not allowed to be anywhere in the Shemoneh Esrei, you will be mafsik to answer Moedim with the Tzibur. That's a given. The only question is, can you say Kedusha on your own in the brach of Atah Kodosh?
Can you
Chai. Yes, you that you can. That's what you said. Halachal Mais, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to stop where you are. No, so that's the whole Shaila. There's a lot of Torah on this. It's a Halachal Mais, it's very complicated. Okay, that's totally here. Kedibur, we pass in general here is not Kedibur. But in this instance, so there is some degree of Hero Kedibur when it comes to be Yaitza. But it's not a Hefsik, it's in the middle. There's a lot of Torah on this. Okay, let's go back. So now that Ibayalu Maush Lahafsik, now the most fun. You're not allowed to be Mafsik for Kedusha. You're not allowed to be Mafsik for Moedim. My Shaila over here was, what about being Mafsik for Yehei Shmei Rabba? Notice that the Gemara's gears so Yehei Shmei Rabba is a little different than our Nusach. Kiyas Rav Dimi Omar Rabbi Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Talmid Rabbi Yochanan Amri, L'chol Eim Afsikin, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who are both Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, they both say L'chol Eim Afsikin Chutz Min Yehei Shmoy Hagadol Mevorach Shafil Oisik B'Masim Mekava Poisik. Yes, you are allowed to be Mavtik Nusra Neshri to say Yehei Shmei Rabba. The less Hilchasu Chavos say, but we don't pass like this. Even Masim Mekava more than the Hechad and Yonim, you're allowed to be Mavtik, but no, we don't pass on this. You're not allowed to be Mavtik Nusra Neshri. Next, Rabbi Yehuda. Now we go to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that here is not kiddi. Rabbi Yehuda Meir Mevarch Lufnei Achareim. Lememra the Rabbi Yehuda Bal Kari Mudav Devei Torah. So the Gemara over here says Rabbi Yehuda says that what should you do? We learn Pasha in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rabbi Yehuda Tana says not the Amora that a Bal Kari is allowed to recite all the brachos. He can recite Kriya Shema. Not only can he recite Kriya Shema, he can recite the brachos lefonecha uliacharecha. Really? In other words, he doesn't hold of the drasha of the smichus of the tukul. What's the makar of a Baal Keri? It's also the Torah. It's Takanas Ezra. But where does it come? And Ezra only brought up a drasha. What's the drasha? Matin Torah. V'yoydatim levonecha levnei venecha yoyma shematif neshem lech bukharev. And by charev it says y'al tigshol isha be perished through stay away from your wives. Baal Keri. So Rabbi Yehuda L'chayru doesn't hold from this. L'memra dekasar Rabbi Yehuda Balkari muta b'divrei Torah v'yamar Rabbi Yishuv b'levi minayin l'balkari sh'asu b'divrei Torah sh'nemar. Everyone agrees with the drash v'yadad l'vonech l'vnei v'nech y'vesomach le the next pasuk yom ha'shabat l'fesham l'kecha ma'ala halon v'yir by matan Torah bal kriyon asumikos moish it says al tifar al tikshu alisha afkan ba'alei kroyin asurin v'chi teim u'meir b'din ha'chanam. Hitaka doesn't hold the drash because the drash is based on smichos. Rabbi Yehuda loy darish smuchin. Really? When it comes to Mishnah Torah, we dash in smuchin. A man is with an animal, he's high of skila. Skila is the most chomor of the dalet mitzvos bezdin. I don't know why that happens. Ma, so ma shech v'mehema b'skila, af mach ha-shefa is Mashach v'mehema b'skila, af mach ha-shefa, nami b'skila, mach ha-shefa is also b'skila. So Amalei, so what do we know? We see over here that Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, no, I disagree. V'chim im neish simchon yilon noitzi zel l'skila, I disagree. I completely disagree. There's no din. Elo, if you don't know, Elo, so therefore that's not the mekar. The reason why Machashev is chayiv skila has nothing to do with the smichos of Yitzchukim Elo, the mekar comes from Elo, if you didn't know, Machashev, we know from Rabbi Yehuda has a different mekar. It's Dovar Shay Bechlal, V'yatz Mechal Alamed, Lo Yalatzma L'Vad Yatz, because Oyv Yedoni is an example of a Mechashefa. Elo Yedoni Bechlal Kol Mechashefim Hayu. V'lama Yatzu, why is Oyv Yedoni Yatzu Lahakish Lahem to compare Oyv Yedoni to Mechashefa? V'lama Lachad will tell you, Ma Oyv Yedoni, just like Oyv Yedoni Beskila, just like Oyv Yedoni is Beskila, Af Mechashefa Beskila, so we see over here that Yehuda does not hold of Smuchim, he needs to come on to a Joshua, Dayosh Vechlal, over Mishnah Torah, Minolon, the Dorish. How do you know if he holds the Mishnah Dudash Smuchin? A person is allowed to marry, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Anusas Aviv and Mefutas Aviv. Rabbi Yehuda Oiser, the Anusas of Mefutas Aviv. The Amar, it's Oser, only going upwards, it's Oser. Why? The Amar Vilam Arav, my time in Rabbi Yehuda the Siv. Lo yikach ish es eshes aviv, lo yigale kenaf aviv. It's not clear what this means. That he may not be megale the kenaf, the corner of his father. It's referring to a certain type of woman. It's a euphemism for a certain type of woman that's looking for his father. So what does this mean? Kenaf aviv, kenaf sheroha aviv lo yigale. The kenaf which his father saw, he may not reveal. Now, what does that mean? So the Gemara is referring to Anusas Saviv and Mefutas Aviv. Now, Mimai, how do you know the word Kenaf of refers to Anusa? Maybe Kenaf refers to a Shomeres Yavam. If a father had a woman, whom he had a brother, the brother had children, and she was waiting for Yibam, so maybe the Pasuk is telling us that the son is not allowed to marry the Shom. That's what the Kenaf Aviv. So the answer of Yehuda is because the Darshan Smichos, because since the Pasuk right before Lo Yigale Kenaf Aviv is the parish of Anusa, the Samachlei V'Nosan Ho'ish HaShechev Ima has to give to the father, has to give her 50 shkalim. Anusas, Anusas, Anusa, Anusa. So we see here that Rabbi Yehuda Darshan Smuchim in Mishneh Torah. So when it comes to Kol Torah Kula Shemois, he does not darshan smuchim. And that's why he needs to come on to us in an elaborate drasha to teach us the halacha, to teach the halacha of Mechashefa Schayef Skila. He learns from Ovi Yedoini. He does not darshan smuchim. But yet when it comes to Mishneh Torah, he learns Kenaf Aviv refers to an Anusas Aviv, Mefutas Aviv, because it's samuch to the parish of Anus and Mefuta. So now that we know for a fact that he does darshan smuchim, the question is reinstated. Why then he should hold V'yodatim Levanech Levnei Vanecha Yoyim Hashem Alefnei Har Sinai? And by Har Sinai, a Baal Keri was Aser, so to Divrei Torah, teaching and learning Torah should be Aser for a Baal Keri. So the Gemara ends, Amri, you're right. In Amri, they sit in Yerab Mishnah Torah Darish, Shavahani Smuchim, Yvoy Leli, Dachdari Mishu Levi, Dimashu Levi, Kalm Nabi, Nechanami, Hidash Smuchim. But this Smuchim is not available. The Smuchim here is needed for different Drasha. Then it's only by the Lord, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Yom Shimon Levi, Kavlach, Bulu Bnei Torah, you teach your children Torah, Male, and the Geirus is not only Bnei, it's also the grandchildren. If you teach your Bnei, the other Geirus is Ben Bnei, there's another Geirus, you teach your grand, because that's what the Pasuk says, Male, Olav, Hakos, of Kilu, Kibla, Mehar, Choyrev, Shenemar, V'yoydat, L'vanech, 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 L'vanech. So the Gemara's maskana is Einachinami, Hidarshan Smuchim, but the drasha of Smuchim is occupied for a different drasha, so it's not available to teach you the halacha of Balker being Aser in Torah. Okay, we'll stop here.